Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The release date for Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool 2 has been announced, March 2nd, 2018. Deadpool gave Fox its biggest hit of 2016 after opening on Valentine's Day to $782 million worldwide, surpassing The Matrix Reloaded to become the highest-grossing R-rated film in history. Nothing like a wisecracking superhero. We love that. Elton John had a star-studded birthday bash at Red Studios here in Hollywood. Elton celebrated his 70th year with a ton of stars, including Katy Perry, Stevie Wonder, John Hamm, Heidi Klum, James Corden, Sharon and Kelly Osbourne, Chris Martin, and, in her first public appearance in some time, the legendary Joni Mitchell, who was wheelchair-bound due to her struggles with Morgellons disease, a very rare illness. We wish Joni well and Elton a happy 70th. Time to bring the tux to the dry cleaners. Oh, if suits could talk. Speaking of birthdays, John Mayer also has a milestone coming up, his 40th. In the last 6 months, he's been working on a new album and considering finally settling down after a slew of relationships, failed relationships actually, the most recent one with Katy Perry. Since splitting with Katy, he's hardly been out at all, though he does fiddle around on an exclusive dating app. It's just lots of chatter, he said. There are very few people actually meeting up. Do you really need an app to meet women, John? Sheesh. Adam Sandler has signed a deal to make 4 more original movies for Netflix. The actor previously had signed a 4-movie deal with the streaming service in 2014, and 2 of them have been released so far, The Ridiculous 6 and The Do-Over. The company says these are the 2 most watched original films to debut on the service. Adam's next Netflix movie, Sandy Wexler, debuts on April 14th. Well, we guess viewers just love watching a 50-year-old act like a teenager. I look so much like my dad, Melissa McCarthy thought, when she saw herself dressed up as White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Melissa said, quote, "I feel like my dad and Sean Spicer had a baby, and it's me, which makes it even stranger." McCarthy made her Saturday Night Live debut as Spicer in February, and the impersonation was a huge hit. Spicer himself claimed he thought the bit was funny, which is amazing, because Spicer seems to be the unfunniest person in the history of mankind. As far as the big screen goes, the LGBTQ community can count a pair of big wins this year. Disney introduced its first openly gay character in Beauty and the Beast. Now, the new Power Rangers reboot features the first gay superhero. In the film, Trini the Yellow Ranger, played by Becky Gomez, is having boyfriend problems, but soon realizes that perhaps she's actually having girlfriend problems. The confused Power Rangers are in theaters now. Steve Carell, Amy Schumer, and Nicole Kidman have signed on to star in She Came to Me, the latest film project from writer-director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of legendary playwright Arthur Miller. The project is described as a sweeping comedic drama, a multi-generational story about family and the complexities of modern life with 2 intertwining love sagas. Aw, we love sweeping comedic dramas. What? The 3rd season of Fargo will premiere April 19th, and it's set in 2010. The new season will feature Ewan McGregor playing the dual roles of brothers Emmett and Ray Stussy. Described as the parking lot king of Minnesota, Emmett sees himself as an American success story, whereas Ray is a balding parole officer living in his brother's shadow. Their sibling rivalry follows a twisted path that starts with petty theft, but soon leads to murder, mobsters, and cutthroat competition. Huh, sounds like Hollywood. 14-year-old singer Naya has signed a recording deal with A.B. Quintanilla III, the brother of the late Latin superstar Selena. A.B. brings with him a substantial track record for masterminding numerous number one hits. No stranger to performing, Naya developed a comfortable stage presence early on when she began competing in beauty pageants at the mere age of 3. Be sure to keep up with Naya by following her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's spelled N-Y-A. Former Spice Girl Mel B, currently a judge on America's Got Talent, filed for divorce from her husband of 10 years, film producer Stephen Belafonte. Just a few days later, they put up their house for sale. The often publicly feuding couple purchased the four-story residence located on the border between West Hollywood and Beverly Hills in June of 2014. The house is a mere $9 million, so if you want it, if you really, really want it, message us on Facebook. The original drummer for the rock band Boston, Sid Hashian, was on the Legends of Rock cruise and was in the middle of a set when he suddenly collapsed and died. He was playing alongside fellow ex-band member Barry Goudreau. The cruise also featured sets by former members of Foreigner, The Beach Boys, and Kansas. The drummer was part of Boston's famous 1976 self-titled album, which featured the mega hit More Than a Feeling. R.I.P. Sid Hashian.
The Trash Bin.
Kourtney Kardashian is livid over Kim's failure to promote Keeping Up with the Kardashians, as their show's ratings are crashing and the family is freaking out. They've even begun pointing fingers at each other, particularly at absentee sister Kim. And now, her big sister Kourtney is furious that Kim is okay with abandoning the family's biggest source of fame and money. I'm telling you, it's time for another sex tape, Kim. Just saying.
The news wrap-up.
The U.S. Senate voted to approve a measure that could make it easier for broadband providers to sell private information about you to marketers. Shares of GameStop slid more than 12% after the video game retailer reported a drop in fourth quarter sales. Apple is getting closer to making a deal that will allow the company to start assembling its phones in India. Facebook's newsfeed videos now have sound turned on by default in mobile devices. This can be disabled in the settings menu.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Boss Baby is the new box office champ.
The number one album.
Drake's More Life is the best-selling album again.
The number one app.
This is not a flashback. Minecraft Pocket Edition is number one again.
The number one fiction book.
Mississippi Blood by Greg Iles is the most popular book.
Since the start of his solo recording career in 2009, Jason Derulo has sold an impressive 30 million singles and has achieved 11 hits, including Want to Want Me, Wiggle, and Talk Dirty. His diverse musical influences include Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Madonna, Prince, Usher, and Justin Timberlake. Here's Jason Derulo featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Swalla.
Love in a thousand different flavors. I wish that I could taste them all tonight. No, I ain't got no dinner plans. So you should bring all your friends. I swear that to all of y'all my time. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
My love,
drink, swallow.
from his upcoming fifth studio album, that's Jason Derulo, featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Swalla. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.